Have you ever set a big 5-year vision for your business? Maybe even made a 90-day plan, but then your entire week gets hijacked by Slack pings, rescheduled calls, client fires, the list goes on. You're not lazy and you're not unclear. You're just missing one critical piece, the operational bridge that turns your vision into action. In today's episode, I'm going to show you what that missing link is, why your business feels stuck, and how to finally align your daily tasks with your long-term goals. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus. Because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show, small business leaders, CEOs. So glad you're here today. I want to dive into this why your business feels stuck idea. But more than that, I want to dive into how to fix it. So let's get started. All right. I'll be honest. I've had a few weeks, even in this summer, where I closed my laptop on Friday and thought, did I actually move anything forward? Or did I just survive? I want to use an analogy here to help get my point across. So imagine you've designed your dream house. You've got the full set of blueprints, every detail of what it will look like when it's finished. You've even had all the materials delivered. The lumber is stacked, the drywall's ready, the wiring is in boxes. But months later, nothing's changed. The blueprint is still rolled up in the drawer. The materials are still sitting in the yard. The wood's starting to rot. You're still standing in an empty lot. That's what running your business feels like when you've got a bold 5-year vision and even a solid 90-day plan, but no way to connect it to your daily actions. And if you've been feeling stuck, frustrated, or like your calendar just isn't reflecting your big goals, then I want you to know you're not the problem. The problem is a missing link between strategy and execution. So when you look at your week right now, does your calendar reflect your 5-year vision? Or does it reflect everyone else's demands? So if you've been feeling stuck, frustrated, or like your calendar just isn't reflecting your big goals, then this episode's for you. Let's unpack why vision and planning are not enough on their own. So the paradox and the trap that we all fall in is that most entrepreneurs don't struggle with dreaming big. You probably know exactly what you want your business to look like in 3 to 5 years. Some of you may even have a pretty good 90-day plan mapped out. Maybe you've got it in a project management tool, Asana, ClickUp, a spreadsheet, wherever you've got it. And yet, you still feel stuck. Because plans don't execute themselves, right? It's like fitness. You can hire the best personal trainer. You can print the perfect workout plan. You can buy all the fancy equipment. But if you never step foot in the gym and never use any of it, nothing changes. Vision and plans are necessary, but they're not sufficient on their own. And here's where I see most small business owners hit a wall. They've got too many priorities and not enough focus. There are times when every idea feels urgent. And instead of moving one project forward 1 mile, you're trying to move 10 projects forward an inch. Psychologists call this goal dilution. And studies show that the more competing goals you chase, the less likely you are to achieve any of them. The second place where we hit a wall is we don't have any operational structure. So again, even the best plan will collapse if it doesn't connect to how you actually want to spend your day. So McKinsey found that senior leaders spend over 70% of their time on short-term tasks instead of long-term strategies. So if Fortune 500 CEOs fall into that trap, of course, we as small business owners are going to as well. And the last piece here where we hit a wall is we're constant firefighting mode. This is the hamster wheel. Client emergencies, team questions, notifications. It feels like leadership because you're solving problems, but it's actually just reactivity dressed up as progress. Again, 77% of entrepreneurs experience burnout, and half of them say it directly hits their revenue. So I want to take a pause for a second. I want to ask, what's holding you back right now? Is it too many priorities? No structure? Or is it constant firefighting? Most business owners don't fail because they lack ideas or ambition. They fail because the plan never makes it into daily action. So if vision and planning aren't enough, what is the missing piece? Let's talk about that. It's what I call operational alignment. So let me go back to the house analogy. You know, your 5-year vision, that's the blueprint for your perfect house. Your 90-day plan, that's the materials list. All the lumber, all the wiring, all the windows, the doors, all the things you need to make that blueprint a reality. But those two, as we know, aren't alone. They're not enough on their own. Without a builder, the operational systems that turn plans into daily action, that house never gets built. The blueprint collects dust and the lumber rots in the yard. Operational alignment is the builder. It's the systems, the rhythms, the decision filters that connect your long-term vision to your everyday action. So here's what it looks like when the builder shows up. Strategic daily rhythms, protected CEO time blocks where you work on strategy, not Slack. Decision filters, clear criteria to say yes or no, and quickly. Does this align with my 90-day priorities? If not, it's a no. And a priority protection systems, guardrails, if you will, that keep your top 3 goals from getting buried underneath all the urgent things. So right now, are you the architect still sketching the blueprints? Or are you the builder actually putting up the walls? And this is exactly why I call the operational alignment the builder. It's the piece that makes the house stand up, not just sit on paper on a blueprint. But sometimes the easiest way to see this is through stories. So I'm going to share with you a few examples of what misalignment looks like in real life, and then, of course, what happens when you fix it. So the first one, we've got the founder who is stuck in delivery. So you've started your business, you want to scale it into group programs, but your calendar shows 15 hours a week in one-on-one calls. Her plan said, launch a group program. But once months went by and nothing moved. The fix? we carved out 5 hours of protected CEO time. Within 90 days, the group program was launched. Another story, the launch that never happens. We've been there. We've all seen this before. This client had a 90-day plan to launch a course. But every week was being eaten up by admin and emails, payment issues, whatever the next urgent task was. And by the time he sat down to work on the launch, he was tired, right? Decision fatigue had sent in. He was fried. So how did we fix it? We mapped an execution calendar where launch tasks came first. He launched the next quarter and doubled his revenue stream. And the last one is this ping pong CEO, as I like to call it. So you start your day in Slack and you spend it bouncing around between team pings and Voxer messages and emails. And by evening, your strategy project's untouched. So how do we fix this? We set up weekly CEO check-ins and clear decision pathways. By doing this, you can reclaim 6 hours a week and finally hire the ops role that you've been putting off for months. So of those three, which one sounds like you the most? Stuck in delivery, lost in admin, or the ping pong between different interruptions? So now that you've heard what misalignment looks like, let's talk about how you can start building that bridge in your own business. I'm going to walk you through this step-by-step process so that you can begin putting this into practice right away. So here's the roadmap. Step one, clarify your top three priorities. The first mistake I see is business owners trying to build the whole house at once. The roof, the windows, the walls, the plumbing, it's chaos, right? So instead, you've got to decide which three rooms matter the most right now. And that's what the priorities are. Research has shown that leaders who focus on just three strategic priorities execute at far higher rates than those who are trying to juggle 10. More than three, and you dilute your focus so much that nothing actually sticks. One of my clients actually had 12 projects on her 90-day plan. 12! Everything from launching a podcast to building a course to redoing her website. And there's nothing wrong with these ideas. They're all great ideas. But no wonder she was exhausted. When we narrowed it down to three highest leverage projects, she actually was able to finish them and grew faster than when she was trying to do it all. So if I asked you now, what are your top three priorities? Could you name them instantly? And if you're nodding along thinking, yep, this is me, then I want you to hit pause and I want you to go jot down your top three priorities right now. I don't want you to just listen. I want you to really go make it real. Go write them down. Okay, step two in this process is to audit your week for time leaks. And this is where most CEOs get a real shock. Track your time for just 3 to 5 days. And you got to write down everything. Emails, calls, admin, context switching, all of it. Most of us discover that 70 to 80% of our week is consumed by tasks that could be delegated, automated, or dropped altogether. That's like trying to build a house while spending all day sweeping sawdust. Necessary? Maybe, but it's not what gets the walls of the house built. Another example, a client realized that she was spending 7 hours a week chasing overdue invoices. Once we were able to automate her invoicing and reminders, she got back nearly a full workday every month. That's the kind of hidden time leak that keeps your vision stuck on paper. So where in your week are you sweeping sawdust instead of building the walls? And the third step here is to create a weekly execution rhythm. This is the heartbeat of your business. It's not enough to just know your top priorities. You've got to schedule them. Protect CEO power hours in your calendar at your best energy times and make them non-negotiable. Think of this rhythm as the frame of your house. Maybe on Mondays, you set your priorities. Midweek, you build. Fridays, you reflect and adjust. When that rhythm is in place, progress stops being random and starts being inevitable. One client I worked with used to start every Monday by opening Slack. That was the first thing she did every Monday morning. And after working with her, now she starts with a 90-day review and a CEO power hour. That one change alone gave her more clarity than she had had in years. So if I could come to where you are right now and open your laptop, if I peeked at your calendar this week, would I see a frame for building, or would I see random tasks? And then step four is installing accountability. Because when builders are making houses, they just don't work when they feel like it, right? They've got inspections, they've got timelines, they've got foremen keeping the project moving, and you need the same. Accountability for you could look different, right? Maybe it's calendar reminders that ping you when it's time for your CEO time. Maybe it's a project management dashboard that shows what's on or off track. Or best of all, a strategic partner who helps you stay aligned when things get messy. I had a client who had mapped CEO power hours dozens of times, but they never stuck. And once I became her accountability partner, everything changed. Within a month, she reclaimed 8 hours a week and launched a project that she'd been sitting on for over a year. So who or what is keeping you accountable to your schedule? And step five is building guardrails, not guilt. So I want you to give yourself the grace of guardrails. Think of them like, those bumpers in bowling, if you've ever bowled. They keep you from the gutter and stop when distractions try and pull you off course. So those guardrails could look different for you, but it could be a team agreement on when and how they bring you questions. Maybe it's a filter question. Before you say yes, you ask, does this align with my 90-day plan? Maybe it's a weekly review to catch drift before it comes derailment. What's one guardrail that you could set up this week to keep yourself out of the gutter of busy work? You see, because this building process, it's not about doing more. It's about doing what matters consistently and protecting it with systems and accountability. And when you do that, the shift that you feel is enormous. So let me paint the picture of what aligned execution really feels like. It's Monday morning, you open your laptop, and instead of dread, you see clarity. There's white space in your calendar. You know your top three priorities and exactly when you're going to work on them. You are not drowning in busy work. You're moving projects forward every week. You're making decisions faster, and you're leading instead of reacting. I remember one client told me when we set this up for her that she finally had windshield wipers for her brain. The fog had lifted and she could see clearly again. Another one told me that she finally stepped off a treadmill and grabbed the steering wheel. She wasn't running in place anymore. She was steering her business forward. So if you could reclaim even 5 or 10 hours a week to focus on your vision, how would that change your business? And how would that change your life? So here's my challenge to you. Before this week ends, I want you to block just one 60-minute CEO Power Hour in your calendar. Protect it like you would a client call. And see what happens when you give your vision room to breathe. Your vision isn't broken. Your plan isn't broken. What's missing is the bridge between the blueprint and the build. Operational alignment. Until you put that builder in place, you'll keep spinning in busy work instead of moving forward. So if nothing changes 6 months from now, you'll still be reacting, still spinning, still wondering why growth feels so far away. And that's the real cost. Not just time, but missed opportunities and missed peace of mind. If you've tried to DIY this alignment before and it hasn't stuck, then that's where I come in. In my one-on-one CEO consulting, we design your builder's blueprint together. So you're not just dreaming about your future business, you're building it week by week. In these consulting sessions, I help business owners uncover their time leaks, clarify their top priorities, and design a weekly rhythm that makes growth inevitable without working more hours. Most of my clients reclaim 5 to 10 hours a week within the first month. Hours they use to grow their business, launch new offers, or simply take a breath. So if you're ready to finally move out of firefighting and into calm, confident leadership, then book a CEO session with me. The link is in the show notes. Because vision without execution is just paper. And you didn't start your business to collect more paper. You started it to create freedom, impact, and profit. If this episode hit home, I'd love for you to share it with one business friend who's been stuck in the weeds. I think they'll thank you for it. Thank you for listening. Take care. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.